Hi, we're going to show you how to set up WNS to send push notifications to Windows devices in this video. See the other videos in this series for setting up a notification hub and also to create a mobile app, backend, and client app. To do set up WNS from Visual Studio, you want to use the Project Store menu. It will be disabled unless you have a Windows device or operating system selected. So now we're going to skip the reserve app name step, go to associate app with the store to save us a few steps. If you're already signed into your Windows account like we are, then that'll be a very quick process. If you're not already signed in, you need to sign in here or create a new Windows developer account. We want to reserve a new app name, Cordova Video Push WNS. Click the Reserve button. Now, when that's done, you want to click Next and then Associate. This will add two files to your client app. A certificate key file, cordovaapp.pfx, and your store association file. And these are required to do WNS. The next step, we're going to want to open the Windows developer account. And this was already open, so we refresh it. And the new app that we just reserved will show up here, Cordova Video Push WNS. We open that. On this page, we want to go down to Services and select Push Notifications. In the page that opens, we want to click, Live Services Site. And on this page, we need to get the application secret. We're going to copy that into Notepad. And we're going to use this from the Azure Notification Hub that we're going to show you in a minute. We also want to copy the package SID, also used in the Notification Hub. And before you leave this page, you want to make sure that you save the live services settings. So click the Save button. And then we're going to open the Azure portal. And we have already created a notification hub, so we just open that. In this case, we go to Notification Services. And now we want to select Windows WNS. And from Notepad, you copy in on the first field the package SID. On the second field, we put in the client secret and click Save. Error. Common error. There's an extra space at the end of this client secret, so we get rid of that and click Save. And now it's updated successfully. And in the next steps, next video, we're going to show you how to update your back end of your mobile app service and also the client code.